Migrant tried to burn down government building after being denied cash handouts. By Peter Cattle on March 3, 2023. A migrant is said to have tried to burn down a local government building after staff reportedly refused to give him cash handouts. Abdul Rahman Mohamed Seni, originally from Chad, is said to have tried to set fire to the Children's Services building at Leeds County Council using a lighter and an aerosol can. The migrant is said to have been motivated into the arson attack after staff at the council turned down demands for cash handouts. According to a report by the Yorkshire Evening Post, Seni is said to have become irate after being refused the cash in early August, smashing the windows of the council building before leaving. He is said to have returned the next day, causing damage to a photocopier within the building. Seni's arson attempt is said to have taken place around 1 week later after that, with the migrant being described as starting a blaze in one of the building's upstairs offices, prompting a full evacuation of the premises to take place. Though the fire failed to spread, Seni's violent escapades are said to have shaken many of the council workers, a number of whom still refuse to return to the office as a result of the incidents. Sentencing the migrant, David Kelly described him as caring very little about the welfare of the council staff, saying that the foreign national had expressed absolutely no regret for his actions. "Basically, it's all about you and how people have let you down, saying you were justified in your actions," the judge said, claiming that the migrant has only focused on what state benefits he will be able to avail of once free from prison. Judge Kelly sentenced the man to just 28 months, which will likely not be spent entirely behind bars, as most criminals in Britain given non-life sentences are entitled to serve a substantial portion of their terms on license in the community. The arson attempt by the Chad national is only one of many recent crimes committed by migrants in Britain. For example, there has been a significant uproar over the murder conviction of Ernesto Elliott, a migrant from Jamaica, as he was said to be deported alongside 22 others illegally in Britain before a leftist campaign prompted a human rights review of the man's situation, which saw him pulled from his removal flight at the last minute. Having been rescued from being thrown out of the country by left-wing campaigners, the Jamaican proceeded to get involved in a broad daylight knife fight with another man, Nathaniel Iwuigo. The fight, involving multiple bladed weapons, is said to have lasted as long as 8 minutes, finally ending when Elliott stabbed Iwuigo through the heart. The Jamaican has now been sentenced to 26 years in prison, a term the Daily Mail has predicted will cost the British taxpayer around £1.3 million, $1.5 million, in terms of his upkeep, assuming costs do not dramatically increase over the coming two decades. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.